"Look," he whispered to the eager Bill. "The steps begin down there, 6 feet down." He flashed his torch up again. There was a handhold of iron, a sort of large iron staple, in the bricks in front of them. "You swing off from there," said Bill. "At least, I suppose you do. I wonder how Ruth Norris liked doing it."
"Cayley helped her, I should think. It's funny."
"Shall I go first?" asked Bill, obviously longing to do so. Antony shook his head with a smile.
"I think I will, if you don't mind very much, Bill. Just in case."
"In case of what?"
"Well, in case."
Bill had to be content with that, but he was too much excited to wonder what Antony meant. "Righto," he said. "Go on."
"Well, we'll just make sure we can get back again first. It really wouldn't be fair on the inspector if we got stuck down here for the rest of our lives. He's got enough to do trying to find Mark, but if he has to find you and me as well..."
"We can always get out at the other end."
"Well, we're not certain yet. I think I'd better just go down and back. I promise faithfully not to explore."
"Right you are,"